Hello, and welcome to another episode of Two Girls Walk Into a Podcast featuring...
Can I go now.
Can I go now?
Yeah. Sorry, Paige really wanted to do that on her own.
Well, I was going to intro you, but...
It's Megan, in case you forgot.
And Paige.
I'm still here.
Again, I feel like it's been a while since you guys have heard us.
We've had some serious life events we can't talk about them.
Meg is pregnant. So it's all good.
Cheers.
She's drinking a Twisted Tea Light. Couldn't find the half and half.
Mom,
I'm drinking a Shuck Special.
That's a...
And a Walnut Special, and too. God bless. But driving here today... Also, I love... It's like just like a cool like 20 minutes. Like nothing crazy.
It took me 17 when I went to your house.
Oh, it's great.
It's not bad.
So... Today is like 60 degrees outside, which means spring is coming.
Next week is going to be 60 all week.
It's insanity.
And then it's going to snow on Sunday, y'all.
Yeah. But I love the like main street. Was it York? Just York? Because there was like, I saw two little kids in Carson Wentz jerseys going into like, I don't know if it was a bakery, an ice cream shop. And then I realized... I enjoy, like, a nice spring night when people are out. You can get Ritas. You can just, you know, soak in the fresh air, you know. And I think I'm sick and tired of the winter.
I think you might be. I had a similar thought today, though, because I was on the train and I looked out the window. And for the first time in, like, 3 months, I was like, oh, my God, I can see things. Because, like, it's been so dark out.
So dark.
And you just feel like you're just coming out of... hibernation.
We are Punxsutawney Phils, ready to show our shadows to the springtime, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Maybe I should be Punxsutawney Phil for Halloween next year.
I don't think you should do that.
Wouldn't that be a good costume? Mm-hmm. Hey, what are you? Punxsutawney Phil!
I'll be Gus.
I'll see your second shadow.
The second most famous one. I'll just tape lottery tickets everywhere.
Oh, but then you would win. Everyone would be like, oh, it's Gus!
I hate Gus. Are you kidding me?
I don't mind him.
I mind him.
But, yeah, the only thing about spring that I don't like is that you have to spring forward.
And allergies.
And allergies, too.
Sucks.
Yeah, I'm more of a fall girl. If you guys were wondering what my favorite season is, by far, fall. Are you a fall gal?
I am, except I feel like all of the months are shifting now. So, like, fall is not really fall. Like, December is fall.
Yeah.
So I would still say the general season, but not by, like, the normal months.
Oy vey.
We're getting off to a hot start here,
Hot start. I hope you guys are still listening to this gold.
We're back, by the way, on a track now. Like, we're not going to have any more disruptions.
No more disruptions. We're back on track. I think we should try to shoot for, like, every other week. Is that what we were doing?
We were doing every week.
Holy smokes.
I know. Every other week's great with me. Two a month.
We'll do that.
Is good enough for your guys' ears.
What do you guys think?
Yeah.
Write to us.
I just got a letter.
In the regular mail. P.O. Box 7.
Your mom.
That was good. But anyway.
Paige has a list of topics, so I know she's just dying to dig in.
You know I like to have an outline.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Just go ahead.
So I have some exciting news. Your girl is getting a new car tomorrow.
Paige, your car is, like, brand new.
It's not, actually.
What are you doing with that car? Fork it over.
Trade it in.
Oh.
We're going to trade her in. So this is the last time that you'll ever see that car.
What kind of car are you getting?
I'm getting a Ford Escape, so it'll be a little more roomy for more friends.
What color? You don't have friends, but what color?
Yeah, I don't. Maybe I will get friends. It's called, through the brand, White Gold, but I'm going to say it's a champagne.
Interesting.
I'm pumped. I'm jazzed, and I'm excited.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Happy for you.
Thank you.
Real adult stuff.
Yeah. That car payment is going to start flowing in. Adult ting.
Are you going to name it?
I have to see it first to...
Yeah, no, of course.
To get a general vibe. Sit in it, smell it. Yes.
No. I'm sorry. I'm going to go off topic for a second here. It's a hot second. I saw someone post something on Facebook today. And it was talking about names.
For cars?
Well, no, but the name thing.
In general.
I'm keeping with that theme. Paige is not on Facebook. She's actually taking a break from social media,
I was going to talk about that
Sorry,
next.
We'll get back to it. See, look, I'm keeping all these bridges open.
Woof.
Someone was like, I don't get how... This is legitimately was on Facebook, and I don't think I don't even know who this person was.
You might.
And it said, I don't know how people name their kids before they're born. Like, don't you have to look at the kid and see what it looks like? And I was like, I never thought of that. Like, you're just throwing caution to the wind and just pulling a name out.
Do you think I look like a Paige?
You're a Paige through and through.
You think
like,
so?
Like, you literally are a Paige through and through.
Did I ever tell you that my mom thought I was going to be a boy?
No.
Like, I don't know if they found out, but in her heart of hearts, she was like, I'm having a boy.
That's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, but I...
She was wrong.
Popped out.
She's got some bad intuition.
Just doing the...
Finger guns.
Yep. The minute I popped out.
Do you want to hear a story about my name?
No.
When I was in first grade... No, it's a funny one. When I was in first grade...
Is this when you were the devil?
Yeah. Our teacher gave us an assignment, and it was like, go home and like ask your parents how like they thought of your name. And of course, like, it was like the one night of my life my mom worked late, so I'm like, oh, that's my dad. You know, my normal, serious dad. And we had a dog at the time, and he went, well... Our favorite girl's name of all time is Lucy, but we got the dog before you came, so we gave it to the dog, and you just got this leftover name that we were going to give the dog. So I...
Oh, it's so good.
He, I think, forgot to, like, tell me that wasn't true, and I didn't even think to check with my mom.
Did you, like, write it down?
Oh, I wrote it down, and I presented it in class, and so I came home, and my mom was like, what's this, like, that I had a grade on, and I was like, Dad told me I got my name because he liked it better, but the dog came first, and she's like, did you tell your whole class that? And I was like, my teacher, too, like, everybody. So I... perpetuated that story.
Did you get a grade on that?
I probably got like DHS's number. They're probably like, oh, you 100%. Need help, sweetheart.
100%.
But yeah, so that's how I thought I got my name for a good portion of first grade.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, so tomorrow I'll look at the car. It's probably going to be a girl. I don't think I have guy cars.
I have a guy car.
Yeah.
Freddy. He's great.
What's his name?
Freddy.
I thought
Freddy Spaghetti.
I was going to say Lars. I don't know. Lars. Yeah. So that's what I'll do. Maybe I'll name my car Lars. I don't know why that popped into my head.
I think you have to now.
But it...
Lars the car.
She's kind of girly, the car.
Larsabeth.
Larsabeth.
If you have a good name, let us know.
So yeah, getting back to the social media topic... yes, everyone who doesn't know this, who doesn't follow me on social media, that's a shame, but I am not on it for 40 days.
We'll see. Are you doing the whole, you get to take a break on Sunday though?
No.
You're just going straight through.
I'm going for it. I don't, I feel like every day I wake up and I'm like, boop, boop, yep. Boop, boop, boop. And then even when I'm like, I caught myself, like, even in conversations at work, like, I'm listening, but I'm like, oh, let me just real quick. Like,
yeah.
I feel like I'm so obsessed. I'm not obsessed about posting, but I'm so obsessed about looking.
And consuming.
Like, consuming. What's everyone doing? What am I missing? What's the celeb news? Like, da-da-da. Not that I'm not. Oh, I'm still celeb news.
Oh, I was like, what are you doing?
But, like, I truly rely on social media to, like, pass the time.
Yeah.
And that's not good.
So I guess my next question is, like, what are you doing in that gap? Like, in the mornings when you wake up, what do you do? Like, what does one do? I seriously wouldn't know.
I do have a confession.
Oh, God.
I've been obsessed with this game that's very similar to Farmville. And I truly have been playing it. It's not on my phone. It's on my iPad at home. But I wake up and I check my crops. And, yeah, maybe I should delete that too, but I really enjoy that game.
I feel like that is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. Would you ever think?
Nope. I'm full of
surprise. And it is kind of like a social media because you can like talk to other people and like send them crops and stuff.
Oh my God. You're going to be using that as like a replacement.
I'm not even going to say what I was just going to say because it's making me sound like an actual loser.
You have to say it. Say it.
Okay. So there's this, like, inside of this game, it's called Township, I believe. They have, like, a special because the Olympics are on. We'll get to the Olympics later. And it's, like, a snowboarding challenge. And out of, like, the people in my region, I'm in number one. Yeah. I have a problem.
Okay. So you really just replaced one addiction with another.
Oh, God.
At least you're number one.
Yeah.
How many people can say that?
Not a lot. Sean White can.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I want to get off that topic. All right. But, everyone, I am doing a cleanse of social media. I'm really into yoga right now. We haven't talked about that.
Yoga or yogurt?
Yoga. I haven't had yogurt in a while. I like yogurt, though. But yoga, it's literally, it is the most relaxing. Like, while you're doing the poses, sure, it's like, oof, this is difficult, whatever, I'm feeling this. But then you have, like, nap time at the end where you literally...
When do you do this, morning or evening?
Tuesday evenings. I'm going to do it tomorrow morning. I'm going to try... Oh, I can't
just
do...
Just, like, on your phone?
No, I go to a like, a yoga studio.
Oh, you're, like, a yoga real... Like, real
yeah,
yoga
oh,
person.
It's legit. It's legit.
Fascinating.
Meg, it's so good.
So, Paige gave up social media for... We're on day two now, and she's already taken over the northeast region of crops, and she is a yoga fiend.
If you out there have never tried yoga, I highly recommend it because I get out of... It's, like, an hour class, whatever. I come out of it just feeling like a new girl. But I truly feel just so relaxed, and it is... I don't know why I didn't pick it up sooner. And it is a good workout.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're going to be sitting up so straight, and everything's going to be
tighter.
I'm going to
be fit AF. Maybe not, but because I still drink beer. But we'll figure that out.
I'm just learning so much about your new life.
Yeah. I'm still the same old gal.
See? Oh, right then.
I do really miss Instagram and Facebook. I'll just put it out there.
Yeah. Instagram's a tough one.
Oh, man.
That's a tough one.
Have I missed anything? Like, has anyone gotten engaged over the past 2 days?
Nope. Not in 2 whole days, if you can believe it.
It's crazy.
There's just a lot of Valentine's Day posts.
I'm not upset. Did you post one?
No.
That'd be weird if you did.
Joe was like, did you post a picture of my flowers? And I was like...
They're beautiful.
Should I? And I didn't, but I
did he get them at the joint over here?
No, actually, I don't know where he got them. Oh, no, he ordered them, and they were delivered here.
Did he grow them himself?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Are you nervous that you've got some competition now?
It's... No. And I shouldn't have said that. But they are beautiful, Joe.
Thank you.
A multicolored rose, white, pink, red, and yellow.
Yep, they're gorgeous. And I didn't post it.
Job well done. You didn't like Snapchat? Like, the love of my life.
I didn't. Joe did, but that's because I made him s'mores balls. And so he, like, posted it.
Wow.
Do you want to know where I went last night?
Did you guys go to Tacanelli's?
No.
Don't you usually?
We did. Well, for our anniversary, you know.
Oh, I thought that was Valentine's Day.
We actually never have, like, gone out to dinner for Valentine's Day. We went to Chima. Oh, my God.
Oh, hello.
Well, we've been there before, but we went again last night.
The one in the city? Tell me about the meats.
The first time I went, I cried. Fun fact. Me and Joe both cried because we were so full. We got back to my apartment and cried.
Right.
Gluttony at its finest.
Sure
the meats
is.
Were amazing. Bacon wrapped chicken.
Is that your
garlic
face?
Garlic pork was, I think.
Not the steak?
No. I'm not a big steak
gal.
Oh,
you're not a big... Okay. Did Joe eat all the steak?
Of course he did.
Do you guys do... Isn't in there... What do? They give you like the plantains and mashed potatoes?
Yeah, they give you all
that. Do they give you popovers?
They give you...
That might be Fogo de Chao.
Yeah, that's not them. And I had some sausage. So they have this like mint jelly. Joe tortures me. It's literally just jelly, but it's like mint flavored.
It's for lamb.
Is that for lamb?
It's for lamb.
Okay, well, I'll tell you something. Yeah. I put it on bread. I put it on pork. I put it on sausage. I literally put it on rice. I put it on everything there because it's so good. But then I tried
you
lamb.
You like it?
Oh, I'm obsessed with it.
The mint jelly?
I swear to God. So
you're a creepy crawler.
I tried lamb for the first time in my whole life last night, and I went, oh, my God. And I dipped it in it. And I was like, this is so good together. And Joe thought I was
weird. It's supposed to be for lamb.
It's just like I knew. Like, the fancy woman in me knew.
Yeah, typically, if they're like, say you're at a wedding, and they're serving, like, lamb lollipops, like, that's what they call them, they would have a side of the mint jelly.
It's fantastic. I put it on everything.
You're a creepy crawler.
I would have put it on anything. Literally anything. Joe was like, stop dipping your meat in it.
It's not my cup of tea.
It's a jelly. It's not tea.
Okay. Anyway, is there anything you want to discuss? Because I have I have some celeb news.
Keep going. Oh, or do you want to, I wonder, let me see your thing.
No.
No, I just want to know if this is on there.
A.S.?
Yeah.
It is.
Okay.
That's number one. So, for those of you who are not up with the times, E! News, Amy Schumer is married.
Like, legitimately married. She didn't get
They had... did not announce that they were engaged. Had a...
Did she had a boyfriend.
Yes,
that was brand new info,
I
too.
Heard that
From
they...
Ellen. It's a birthday party, I heard.
No. I heard a little while back that they were, like, seen together, like, possibly dating. I think they had, like, a bunch of friends over. Like, hey, like, let's have a party. Nope. Secret wedding.
You want to know how, like...
Would you do that?
Yeah. I probably would. But I thought the funniest part of this whole story, and I was like, wow, this just goes to show how, like, nice it must be to just, like, be rich. And I know this is, like, ridiculous, but they had it on a Tuesday. And I was like, no one probably had to go to work the next day. Like, they were able to just
Absolutely
have it on a Tuesday.
Absolutely not. They're all actors.
And I was like, wow, that's just so wild.
But the thing that, like, sucks... Well, it doesn't suck, but, like, she dated this guy, Ben, for literally 2 years. They seem so happy together. Broke up, whatever. Amicable. Is that how you say that?
Amicable, yeah.
I always think I say it wrong.
No, that's correct.
Amicable.
Well, now you're forcing it.
Amabella.
Amabella.
It's not Annabella. It's Amabella. Big Little Lies. But, like, literally... Dating this guy for probably less than 6 months, married.
Yeah, what do you think that's about?
I think when you know, you know.
Yeah,
you know?
That's. I think because he's a chef. I would marry a chef quickly.
Yeah.
Lock that shit down.
Lock it down. She locked it down.
Yeah.
Should I date a chef?
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
Why?
Because, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Because you enjoy, like, going out. You enjoy, like, finer things. And I feel like if you dated a chef, you would feel, like, you wouldn't go out as much to, like, restaurants.
No, I think we would.
No, I don't think you would.
I think he would
be... I think he'd want to, like, cook for you a lot.
And that's fine. But then I also feel like, on the other side, he'd be excited to, like, try these new restaurants.
You don't think he'd be, like, judgy?
No, I think at the restaurants, he'd be like, I could cook this better. But, like, excuse me.
But then you would feel compelled to be like, of course you could. And then, like, be like, no, this is actually a lot better than what you make.
All right. So, you know what? Maybe that's not in my cards.
I'm not a huge fan of hers. So, like, you know, I don't have tons of feelings.
Amy Schumer?
Yeah.
I used to really like her.
Yeah.
She really quickly
went down.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Because it was kind of like what people are saying is happening to Jennifer Lawrence is like they're taking the thing that people like the most about them and now like forcing it.
I still love J-Law.
I do, but I don't. You can see it. I see it.
Did you see her, whatever flight she was on at the Super Bowl? Did you not see this?
No.
Jennifer Lawrence.
No.
So Jennifer Lawrence was on a flight, I don't know where, but it was Super Bowl Sunday. She got over the loudspeaker. And was like, I want everyone, like, to get together. This is for my friend Bradley Cooper. Let's all get, like, a Fly Eagles Fly going.
That's so funny.
J-Law.
That's cool. I think she's cool, and I still do like her, but I can see what, like, I get what some people say, which is, like, you take the thing that people like about you, and now she's, like, extra cool girl, extra this. Like, her and Amy Schumer, extra, like, I do.
I don't think J-Law is, like, cool girl.
But I think it's because she's friends with Amy Schumer. Like, I think that kind of, like, ruined her cred a little bit.
Yeah. Are you interested in seeing...
Nope.
Her new movie?
Nope. Literally not.
Do you know which one I'm talking about?
I Feel Pretty.
Okay.
Yeah, I knew what you were talking
but
about.
But then also... On the flip side...
Red Sparrow.
That looks good.
Or The Sparrow?
I think it's Red Sparrow.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I'm intrigued. Think we
her
may.
Her Russian accent's pretty good.
She's an Academy Award-winning actress.
Yeah, well, that's
of course
mean
it's
just,
good.
Just, like, automatically speak
Well, she can
Russian.
Hire a dialect-y. That's not the correct term, but...
I don't know, man.
Dialect-er.
Joe made this really cool video. It's all British celebrities, and they're talking about which American accent is the hardest to do. You would love it. I should just send it to you.
You might as well send it
to me. It's fabulous. They all said Boston. Most of them said
Boston.
New York and Boston.
Boston.
Emily Blunt was like, my husband's from Boston, and like I think it's super hard.
I live for them.
Are you going to see the new movie that they're
no,
in together?
God, no.
Even
scary.
Rebecca is, and she doesn't like, I hate when I call her Rebecca. Becca is, and she doesn't even like scary
I'm not going to see it.
But to support them? It's like a thriller. It's not a horror.
Didn't they direct it together?
They are everything together. It's a thriller. It's not a horror.
It's a thriller?
It's a thriller. It's thrilling.
If
it's
you,
not horrific.
If you text me when you guys are going.
Okay.
And I'll
How about I don't and, like, just trick you?
No.
No, because I feel like and you're like, I feel like that's good. Just Meg, dive right in the water.
I just want you to be aware that I will be awful watching it. Like, you're not going to be enjoy my company.
I've watched scary things with you before, I feel like.
What did we watch scary?
I don't know. I feel like we've watched things that aren't actually scary that you think are scary, and you, like...
Remember when we saw I, Tanya, and she threw the knife in her leg? That was the worst thing that I've ever witnessed. I literally think about that all the time, and, like...
I thought Paige was going to pass out.
But no, like, it literally just, like, comes into my mind, and I'm like, oh, God, no.
Are you serious?
No, like, yeah, it really, that traumatized me.
Why?
Because the, just all of it.
Joe didn't like that either. He doesn't like stabby stuff. Not that, like, I like stabby stuff. It just doesn't, that doesn't.
I live for the stabby stuff.
That doesn't bother me as much as, like, I remember one time in grade school, someone showed us a video of a weightlifter, like, right. like his shoulder dislocated.
No!
I'll never be the same.
After Meg!
I know. Oof. I know.
Woof. Okay, so let's
Sorry,
move on.
Keep going.
So, yesterday was Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I did not have a Valentine. Actually, Frankie and I went to dinner.
That's
so
nice.
Yeah, we were Valentine's.
Very nice.
Sorry, Frankie. But there were some photos of Selena and Justin together. I went to make an exclamation. I don't know. Whatever. I am so over Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber. I am so over Selena Gomez. I don't get you anymore. I don't know if I ever got you. I'm over you. I never got Justin Bieber. You can literally just go back to Canada and live your life. I don't want to wish anything harmful on you. I just don't care.
I don't care.
I don't care.
My thing is, like, if you just want to be dumb and ruin your life, go for it. Just, like shut up.
I think that Selena keeps going to rehab for, like, anxiety. I think she's got a drug problem.
Really?
I think she's got a drug problem.
This is so bold coming from you.
I know it's bold.
I want to hear why you think that.
Because you don't go to rehab multiple times.
Is she in rehab again right now?
I think she was just recently there. Mm. To, I mean, like, I'm sorry. Like, you can probably go multiple times, but, like, I don't know. Just, I think you could go to rehab once for anxiety or depression and then work through it with, like, a therapist and counseling.
Interesting.
I just feel like she's been there multiple times that I think is a drug problem.
And do you think that has something to do with her rekindling her romance?
For sure.
Wow.
For sure.
What an interesting insight into that.
Guys, I don't know anything, but could you see her having a drug problem?
I'm just intrigued. I think
she keeps changing her style as well.
Your hair would fall out of your head if you dyed it that blonde that quickly.
And then she's back to brunette now.
Oh, I can't keep... Oh, with bangs? Doesn't she have, like, bangs?
Yeah, she bangs
out.
Yeah,
I can't keep
bangs. Respect the bangs. But I don't know. I just feel
I'll say, if she does, then that makes me just feel bad because she will all... Like, even drugged... Like, she's the hot... She's so hot. I can't say she's not hot.
She's beautiful.
She's smoking hot.
She's beautiful.
It's just not fair.
I should look like her. I don't know. I'm just...
Interesting.
I think it might be because she's still, like, with Justin Bieber, they rekindled, that it's, like, annoying me because I want better for her.
But at the same time, if you're going to keep making poor decisions, I don't
exactly.
want to, like, go, like,
exactly.
be dumb then. Just, like, go do it.
But Demi Lovato, though, girlfriend can get it. She's
do
beautiful.
You have, do no, you I just... Oh, I thought you had, like, news about her.
No, I just... I'm
she's
excited
gorgeous.
For her tour. Her tour's coming up.
Did you see, and I'm talking to everybody, her whole Instagram thing, this was before you were, like, off of it, with Henry Cavill. Did you
spicy,
see
spicy,
that?
Spicy, spicy,
spicy. So spicy. Okay, I know you want to go get a beer, so go ahead. I'll tell the story. Okay,
wow,
everybody.
That was good timing.
So, basically, this is what happened. Everyone thinks that Demi has found, like, the secret to Instagram flirting. And so, this is what she did. Henry Cavill, hottest Henry Cavill, you know, Superman.
Who was, like, if you keep up with him, he was a few years ago dating Kaylee Cuoco. I don't know if anybody
he
remembers
was?
That.
No, oh, yeah. I don't remember that.
Because I really liked that, but I'm happy for her. Because mm-hmm. then she found the tennis player. I really like her. I follow her on Instagram. I like Kaylee
She's
Cuoco.
Gorgeous.
And then she was married to the tennis player. That's done. And now she's engaged yeah. again. But I really like him.
Favorite, one of my favorite wedding dresses of all time was her first wedding.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Anyway. So, Henry Cavill. So, Demi was, this is how I picture it going down. Demi's, like, sitting at home, and she's like, you know what? I'm hot as shit, and he's hot as shit, and there's no reason we shouldn't be, like, hooking up. And so, she had this special formula. This is what she did. She followed Henry Cavill,
and then posted this hot selfie of her in like white lingerie. Like she is so smoking hot. She's like so good. It's unbelievable. And then went back and liked two of his pictures. Boop, boop. Boop, boop. And then so he does like jiu-jitsu or whatever, and she does it too.
MMA or whatever.
And so then basically like the time lapse was she followed him, posted a hottest picture, liked two of his pictures. So as soon as he went on hers, that's what he would see. And then he liked her pic and then commented on one of her pics and like her doing jiu-jitsu and was like, Miss Lovato, like really cool. And I was like, if they hooked up, the world would explode. They're too hot. Like it would just turn to dust. We'd all die. But like, are there worse ways to go? Absolutely.
And that's all I have to say about that.
If that's the way I'm leaving this world because an explosion of spicy fire, I'm good.
It's like not fair when like people like Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds. Like it's fair that they get to be together. They're so hot.
And like Dax Shepard or
Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard. Unbelievable. They have a very genuine romance, I think.
I'm so envious, I think, out of all celebrity relationships of their relationship. Just because they always are like, we are so genuinely happy, but like they're like, we have to work for this.
We've had issues, right? Like we've had issues. Yeah. No, they've had issues. Wow.
Can we like figure out a way to like sit in a room with Kristen Bell?
Absolutely. I would do anything to sit in a room with. I like low-key, like I'm obsessed with her. I watched The Good Place.
Is that good?
It's very like networky, like Modern Family kind of. Like it's very like geared toward like the like cheap family. Not cheap humor, just like, you know, like silly jokes. Like they can't curse in The Good Place, and so they'll be like, ah, like
son of a
shirt. Nutcracker. Yeah, like exactly. Shirt. And you're like instead of shit they say shirt. Like what the fork? And so like I'm like it's you know, it's kicks. It's
but that's kicks. So Kristen Bell.
It is. And it's goofy and I love her. But anyway.
What was I going to say? Oh, so it was just...
Did you get another beer?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I forgot there's a table over there.
It's fine. Wow. Thank you for that table. It was just Jennifer Aniston's birthday.
Oh.
You don't like her? Yeah. Right, you don't like Rachel?
I don't have... I've never watched Friends.
I'm going to...
And I won't ever, because I have my read shirt into so many shreds. BuzzFeed articles, and it sounds like they're a toxic group.
It's an amazing show.
It sounds very toxic, their whole little setup.
Anyway...
Sorry.
So, Reese Witherspoon, who, of course, I follow on Instagram. This is before I was Instagram free. Said, like, happy birthday to my favorite TV sister. Because she was her sister on Friends.
Mm-hmm.
But they are creating a network television show.
Interesting.
Will you watch?
Perhaps. Reese has got me intrigued.
They are going... I think it's about... they are going to be, like, on daytime TV.
Oh, okay.
Like, I think they're the anchors, and then it's going to be about, like, the show
I'll
itself.
I'll watch it if Reese is in it. I really enjoy it.
I am so freaking jazzed.
You know what it always makes me think of when celebrities do this stuff?
What?
Like, I'm always like, you, and I don't know if this is because I'm lazy, but, like, you have so much money, like, you don't have to do anything more. Like, I think, like, these people are just motivated, and I think they just enjoy what they do, that they're going to keep doing it. And I'm like, even if I had my dream job, if I hit, like, you know, 7 mil, 10 mil, like, I'm done. I'm not...
What would be your dream job? Because someone asked me this the other day, and...
My dream job would be to own a bookstore.
Cool.
And, like, run a really cool, like, bookstore, like, and then have, like, book clubs and, like, do all that cool stuff. But, like, it'd be, like, a really, like, cool place. And then, like...
Would you have a coffee bar in it?
If somebody else could manage and run it, I thought about this.
I'm a great friend of the house girl.
If you would do that, I would absolutely have that. And then I would have, like, theme nights and, like, open mic and karaoke. Like, it'd be, like, a... And, like, I think on the weekends I would have, like, a bar. Like, I would have, like,
a bar. It would moonlight as
a bar. But I wouldn't want to... Like, I would want to... be a part of it, but I wouldn't want to be in charge of, like, the books and all
you
that
you
want to
own it?
Yeah. And, let
and have, like, a general manager and, like, all the staff to take care of it.
I think that would be my dream job.
And then you could, like, bip in and bip out when you wanted.
Oh, absolutely. Or I think my dream job would be, like, getting my own office and someone being, like, here's a bunch of cases. Just do investigative work. And, like, you don't have to speak to anybody. Just hand us what you found. And being left to my own devices. And I think those are my two dream jobs.
Wow.
Or famous singer, if that pans out. You know, for sure. Always have to have a backup.
That's good.
Yeah.
I would, my dream job, because I'm sure you
are. Or me and you having a talk show. I think that would be, like, the goal.
Talk show is
the ultimate, I think.
Talk show is literally my ultimate dream. The career path that I'm on right now, I would love to continue to climb that.
Of course, of course.
If there's any way to do that. But I really think I'd be, like, I would love to be a radio host, too.
Yeah. That's a lot of work, I think.
To be, like, Elvis Duran.
Yeah, that's a lot. It's
do
a
you,
lot.
I know Joe listens to Elvis Duran. Do you?
I actually hate listening to the radio in the mornings. I can't.
Oh, I love it. It helps me get, like, I listen to Preston and Steve, and then if they're on commercial, then I'll go to Elvis Duran.
Wait, I lied. Can I take back my dream job? Of course it's the bookstore, but actually it's to
you
be
You don't
an
want
author.
To do the talk
No,
show?
I'm going to be an author, and I will one day. I will write a book.
I really do think you'll write a book.
I will absolutely write a book. I'm actually just... My grammar is just horrific, so, like, I would need a really good editor, but it would just be an author, but then to be successful enough and, like, rich enough that I could just open a bookstore and then, like, have other books. Like, not my own.
What type of genre
novel? Okay, so I've got
novel.
It all figured out, so this is what I'll do. My first book is gonna be, like, a, you know, like, fun, John Green, young adult type novel.
Sweet.
And then I'm gonna move on and either do, like, a double book or a trilogy.
Duo.
It's called something. Or I think probably like a trilogy, but I want to establish myself as like a not, because you know, you get stuck like Hunger Games. Like that's all everyone's going to know, like Hunger Games authors and stuff for. So I think I would, you know, get a good book, then do the trilogy, then do like another solo book, and then probably some sort of funny like
would
biography.
Your trilogy turn into a movie?
Okay, so
would
I
you sell the
this.
Rights?
I would only turn it into a movie if I had like the final say on everything, and
you
if could I
could help
say,
write the script.
These are the scenes that have to be in it, or I won't do it. Because Hunger Games, they excluded so many of my favorite scenes, and I was really put off by that. So yeah, so I've really thought it through, and then I'm gonna write a crime thriller.
Crime,
like you know, like a Stephen King. Just slide it in there.
Wow.
Yeah, so I really should get cracking on that.
Yeah, you should start writing.
And so once I get
down.
Enough of that money, and then like people will be like, "Oh my god, we're gonna go to like a famous author's bookstore," and I'll be like, "My books aren't even here because that's how cool I am." But if he wants them, I've got some upstairs. I'll go get them.
I got the good.
Yeah, 100%.
Wowzers.
Yeah, dream big.
Yeah, your dreams are so much better than mine.
No, I think your dream is a lot more attainable. I think than mine.
I don't think it is. My dream.
Should I have another one?
Yeah, you definitely should have another one. I don't think my dreams are attainable.
Paige, if anyone's gonna have a talk show.
But I feel like I would have had to, like...
You're good.
I'm good?
Ellen didn't have a talk show until she was, like... Old.
But she was already an actress. Like,
yeah,
she...
Did you watch her show? No.
Also, it was on when we were, like, itty-bitty babies.
Right, and everyone is obsessed with her. And no one's seen her other show where she came out.
I thought you were going to say everyone's obsessed with you, too.
No.
Boy, is that a birthday party I wish I was invited to. Her 60th birthday?
Yeah.
Looked like a banger.
Yeah. But except, like, Kim Kardashian and Chrissy Teigen were there.
What's your deal with Chrissy Teigen?
I don't want to say it, because she, like, airs people if she ever heard
it. I live for Chrissy Teigen.
She's crazy.
I live for her.
I will give her one compliment and say that I think I respected that she, was so supportive of Michaela Maroney when she thought she was going to have to pay her fine. I give her props for that. Like, I think that was really good. I'm surprised you haven't brought up a celebrity topic that I just cannot believe you haven't said yet. Or I don't know if you're saving it till the end or what.
Drake?
Mm-mm.
Who are you bringing up?
Kylie. I'm just surprised you didn't.
Oh, because
you just
I don't
want to talk about it. That's fine. I don't either.
Stormy. But... Stormy.
It sounds like a wizard's name.
I don't want to give that family any of my breath. Any.
She can't even drink. I just.
Well, okay. So there's shout out to Mallory Tadley. She turned me on to this website. It's called Blind Gossip. I told you about it. You probably didn't listen. It is literally, I spend way too much time on it. So they give you a story about a celebrity, but they don't tell you who the celebrity is
Love
or like
it.
What
You've
it's
never
about.
Told me about this.
I apologize because it's amazing. So you can go on and comment. Like everyone's like, I think this is about blah, blah, blah. I think this is about blah, blah, blah. So there was they call them
Do
blind.
Do they release it?
They will eventually. Yeah, they're kind of slow on it. But so there was a story that, everyone's like, this is about Kylie. It was like, celebrity just had a baby with celebrity. Like, they don't put the names until, like, mm-hmm. you figure it out. And it was like, but her boyfriend won't move in with her until, like, the paternity test comes out. Because she just told him that there's a little bit of a time, like, there's a little bit of a, like, crossover of, like, when she got pregnant, meaning it could be Tyga's or it could be this Travis Scott's.
And is it about her? Or did they not announce it yet?
They didn't announce it yet, but it's 100% about her.
And they're not living together.
They're not living together. Well, what if it's Tyga's?
Like, went to jail, so... Or not to jail, but he just got, like...
Yeah.
Honestly, either way, she's screwed.
Yeah.
Like, she's 20 years old.
And the
not that you would be screwed if you were 20 and had a baby, but, like...
No.
Either way, like, she just does not have a supportive enough...
But the thing is, she can hire nannies to take care of this child. But I just mean,
like, you're always gonna... Like, she's gonna be judged on every single move she makes with this child for the rest of her life. Like, that's a hard thing to do.
It's crazy. But you know what? I'm done talking about it.
Yeah, let's move on. To Drake, what? I don't know what you have to say about him.
I just... So, I'm not, like, big into the rap scene. I just made myself sound like literally a 50-year-old. Anyway. But I respect Drake. I think he's a genuinely nice person. I truly do. Because... But, like, this is not the only reason. I just think... I do think he's a nice person.
I think... And I'll give you one word that I think that's why he's a nice... Canada!
Yes, he is
Everyone
Canadian.
Everyone from Canada
Justin
is nice.
Bieber's Canadian. Take it back.
Well, that's why he's here. They send him over here. They're like, we're done with you.
But there is this hotel that... I didn't read the whole story, but... Whatever, I read most of it. There's this hotel that Drake, like, frequents often.
Yeah.
And I guess there's this maid, like, housekeeper who's really, like, great. So he literally surprised her with a $10,000 shopping spree and, like, spa day. Just,
that's
like...
the nicest thing I've ever heard.
Just, like, boop.
Oh, I totally think he's a nice guy.
Like, Drake, if you're out there, holla at your girl.
Keep going. I mean, I don't really care for his music, but, like...
No, but, like...
Keep being you.
I'd hang out with him.
Aubrey.
Do you think he goes by Aubrey?
I think his mom probably calls him Aubrey.
But do you think if you think he's like dating a girl?
No, she definitely calls him Drake.
Drake? Drizzy?
Drizzy, yeah. 100% Drizzy.
Drizzy. Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Speaking of babies, so because the Olympics are going on right now, and I'm a sucker for the Olympics, Michael Phelps and his wife just had a second baby. So Boomer was their first baby, so they had another baby boy, and they named him Beckett. Boomer and Beckett. Do you like Boomer better?
I don't know.
Do you like either? I feel like Beckett...
Beckett's a little bit better. You can give a better nickname for Beckett, I think.
Becky! Little Bexter! But I think, like, I feel like Boom... Like, I would never name my child this, but, like, Boomer's, like, cool.
Yeah.
Like, yo, Boom.
Boom. Yo, Boom. Coming
through tonight. I don't know.
I actually just watched an interview with Busy Phillips. Like, don't ask me...
Cool! Why.
I like her.
She always pops up on my, like, Instagram feed.
I think that's why... I don't even know how I got there, but she was explaining to Ellen how she got the name Busy, and her name's Elizabeth, and she said that her family always called her Busy Lizzie. And, like, 6 months in, she was like, that's stuck. So she said, when my husband and me got pregnant, we said the names we're going to name our kids are, like, going to be the thing we call them. Like, we're not going to give them a name and a nickname. Like, we're going to call them that. So her children's names are Birdie and Cricket.
I really like that.
Yeah. I didn't think it was, like, and I was like, oh, but together it sounds good. Like, alone, I'd be like, oh, Cricket. Like, it just, how would you ever scold your kid? You'd be like, Cricket!
Well, you know the name that I like.
I think about Rickety Cricket from Always Sunny, but regardless... But then she was like, we don't actually call them that because we have nicknames still. Like, of course we do. But I was like, Birdie and Cricket. Like, can you imagine being Birdie, one being Cricket? I'd be like, how did I get
I think it's
Cricket?
Kind of cute.
On its own, it's not cute.
But together, you're so right. Yeah. I'm never going to name my children, like, crazy wild names.
Birdie and Cricket.
Birdster.
Busy Birdie and Cricket.
Your frame down below, you need to put photos in.
Yes, I know.
It's just stock photos of couples holding hands.
They look really happy, though.
They do, but we don't know them.
Why not just let them have their day in the sun?
You're right.
You know?
You're right. So, yeah, Michael Phelps, Olympics.
Cute.
Have you been keeping up with the Olympics?
I have been keeping up with the Olympics as far as, like, highlights on BuzzFeed.
Right.
I do not care to watch them.
Why?
Watching figure skating.
Stop.
Makes me so nervous.
Stop.
Nervous.
I thought you were going to say makes you cringe.
Those people,
like, makes you want to die.
Couple ones, I can't watch that. But
I agree with that.
I will say.
But I still watch it.
I just keep up on the updates. I don't watch. I don't care for the winter ones. I'll watch the summer ones. But
yeah.
Khloe Kim, her commercial during the Super Bowl, and then seeing her win, I, like, felt like I was a part of it. Like, I felt
oh,
like I
didn't
had.
See her commercial.
Oh, my God. She had a Super Bowl commercial, and it was her dad, you know, it wasn't them, but it was, like, her dad, you know, being late to pick her up for, like, snowboarding and all this stuff, and then he quits his job, and then, like, she goes, and she starts winning, and that's a true story. Like, he came from South Korea, quit his job as an engineer so he could dedicate more time taking her, and I was, like, emotional, and then they were showing him, he made a homemade sign that said, "Go, Chloe," and he laminated it, and they're like, what more dad thing can you get?
She is fire.
Oh, she's adorable, and she tweets hilariously.
Oh, is she? I should follow her when I'm back on.
Oh, her tweets are so funny.
She's 17.
Yeah.
So the amount of Olympics that she still has under her belt and the fact that she is ridiculously good. Yeah. I'm very excited for her career.
Gold medal right away.
And that's like, that family, like, that's the American dream.
Okay.
Like,
he said that. He said she's my American dream.
That's amazing.
She tweeted at one point and said, like, something about wanting ice cream. And someone tweeted and was like, aren't you about to go on at the Olympics? And she was like, so, like, she.
Like, chill.
It was so funny. Yeah, so I watched the Shaun White I saw. Like, I see the highlights.
Oh, my God. Shaun White was so good.
But, yeah, except now he's getting, like.
Yeah. That sucks.
It sucks. But, so, yeah, I don't care. Care for them, and I like reading. I read a Cosmo article, and it was like, they interviewed like 30 Olympians about hooking up at Olympic Village.
It gets spicy.
They were like, they give out more condoms than like anything else at the Olympics because they're really? Like, because everyone is like, they're like, you have like 118 year olds who are stuck in this village by themselves. But instead of STDs, norovirus is actually going around.
Read that. Read that.
That sucks.
That does
suck. Can you imagine, like, you're just, like, trying to, like, get down the slope, and you're like, I'm not gonna make it.
I've been so into curling and the luge.
When I was a kid, I don't know if anyone remembers this, but Disney Channel used to do those little sports segments on, like, people who did, like, different sports.
Yes!
And one of the kids did luge, and ever since I saw that, it was all I ever wanted to do. And, of course, we live in, like, Philly, so we're not going to
luge. Yeah, we're not going to luge.
But they did an indoor one, and I was like, that's me. I want to do that for fun.
I feel like you'd be good at it.
Not even competitively, but I would be good at it. I know I would.
You would totally be good.
And the kid did it. I can remember the segment so much, and I was like, how do I do this? Like, what do I need to do?
Wow.
All right, I changed my dream job again.
I'm going to become a professional luge.
Luger?
Luger.
A luger? Or did I say luger? Lugeois. Like loser.
I don't know. But no, the luge.
Curling is intense, though.
Curling,
it's real intense.
Curling's amazing. I watched Italy versus the U.S. today. It was men's curling. We beat them by one, I believe. It was lit.
I just don't know how you get good at something like that.
Yeah, how do you
decide you want to go to the Olympics for curling?
Yeah, how do you wake up one day and you're like, you know what? I'm going to do curling.
I think you just do it for fun and then you realize you're good at it and you're like, this isn't like
a. Yeah, because like people who snowboard, I feel like they're like, oh, I'm just going to try it one day and they're like, wow, yeah. I really like this. I'm going to keep going.
I'm not scared. I might as well keep doing it.
Like, that's like any, like sports. Yeah. Like,
I guess.
Why aren't we Olympian athletes?
Because my mom never signed me up for luge, I guess.
Yeah, Mrs. Walter, mate.
Way to go, Mom.
Way to go.
We can have a cool commercial during the Super Bowl right now.
Mm. But we're pretty much out of time. Do you have no riddle? Are we done that?
I just got thrown off. I don't remember if I did one last time.
I don't think we did.
Let me see if I could just like.
I don't think you should just take one off the top of your head.
You don't think I should just take one off the top of my head?
Nope. I don't.
All right, here's a riddle.
No.
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 So, I'm just going to leave you with some words.
I think I'm going to, instead of riddles, I mean, I'm going to continue with riddles, but I think next week I'm going to do puns. I think I'm going to start
doing puns. Nice! Yeah. I think that'll be good.
I think puns will be good.
A pun a day keeps the doctor in his office.
And working, employed, successful.
But anyway, this is President's Day weekend, so if you are going away, enjoy. A lot of people, I feel like, go up the mountains this weekend.
If you're working like me.
You're working like Meg. Listen to this. Hopefully this podcast helped you get through your work day.
Yeah.
Or through your ride to work or whatever. But if you are going away, be safe. Have fun. And here's a task for you. Just maybe read a list of presidents because that's what we're celebrating, right? Is that what presidents, like, you just celebrate, we're celebrating the presidents?
I think the fact that Paige, just negated your requirement to read the list of presidents.
I don't know anything.
Just go live your best life.
Live your best life. Have a beer.
Go Birds!
Go Birds. And
we didn't even say that. Like, I feel like it's just been so ingrained in the city.
Yeah.
Go Eagles, go man.
Go friggin' birds.
Go friggin' birds. Super Bowl 52, baby. Woo! Not stopping there.
Okay.
Sorry.
Bye, guys.
Bye.